Support for WPR comes from Wills on behalf of Wisconsin Public Libraries, offering access to ebooks, audiobooks, digital magazines, and more. Available with a Wisconsin Library Card at wisconsinsdigitallibrary.org.
Support for WPR comes from The Alliance, a not-for-profit cooperative that contracts with over 39,000 healthcare providers on its employers' behalf to help them access healthcare. The-alliance.org.
I invite you now to come into a comfortable meditative posture. It can be lying down, it can be seated, and if sitting, to sit with dignity and grace, with presence. And to gently come into an awareness of the sensations of the breath and the body. Sensing the movement of air on the upper lip, perhaps, in the nose, the sinuses, the throat, the chest, the belly, the whole body, any one of these places or more than one. And just noticing. Noticing the rising and falling. And the rhythmic quality of the breath in stillness. And now focusing on the in-breath. We're aware that the first thing that we did when we were born into this lifetime was to experience an in-breath. And in this moment, about 6 humans are taking their first in-breath in different places in the world. Every second, about 6 babies are taking their first in-breath. Boy babies and girl babies, babies with all different colors of skin, humans born in Africa and in Canada, in Brazil, in Russia, in Europe and America. Every second, about 6 babies take their first in-breath. And as we breathe in, we can bring them to mind and breathe with them. We can smile to them and give them blessings and welcome them on this journey of life that we share. Welcome, babies. Welcome to this path we walk together. And not only humans, but animals take their first breath in coming into this world. Foxes, birds, fish, insects, all of these beings begin their lifetime in some way breathing in. And even the plants, the seed sends its shoot up into the air and begins. And so with the in-breath, we can be reminded and be in touch with the process of birth going on, moment to moment, everywhere, all the time. And that each in-breath we take is the beginning of a new cycle in our lives as well. Each in-breath is a birth. We have the capacity to see the world with new eyes in each moment. We have the capacity to step out of our old habits and experience the next in-breath as the entrance into a new life. We can smile to the babies taking their first breath. And we can smile as we take our next in-breath. Participating in the ancient ritual of breathing, which began long, long ago, before any of us were born. And we began to participate in it at our birth. And the ritual of breath will continue long after we have died. Others will carry it on. And now focusing on the out-breath. And aware that the last act of this lifetime for each of us will be to let go of an out-breath. And that in this moment, about 4 human beings on this planet are letting go of their last breath. And in focusing our attention on our out-breath, we can breathe in harmony with all of those who are releasing their breath for the last time. Women and men. People of all hues of skin color in all places on the globe. Letting go of their last breath. And in harmony with them, we can thank them for their journey of taking life on this planet. We can send them away with our blessings, knowing that one of our out-breaths sometime will be the last of this lifetime too. Thank you for walking this path with me. Thank you for sharing this journey of life. Releasing the last breath, we understand that some are old and some are young. Maybe even some of the babies we just welcomed are already releasing their last out-breath. People of all ages, thank you for your life. Blessings on your path. May you be well. May you be peaceful. May you be free. And not only humans, but animals breathe out their last breath. Cats, birds, fish, all have a last breath. Even in the plant world, there is some form of a last breath. And this is the natural rhythm of life. Where there is an in-breath, there will be an out-breath. Where there is birth, there will be death. This is the cyclic nature, the rhythmic quality of the breath. And now for a moment, dwelling in that space at the end of the out-breath, there's a small space of peace, a place to rest at the end of the out-breath, before the next in-breath. And just rest in this place of peace, of stillness, at the end of the out-breath. We don't know for sure if the next in-breath will come. One time, it will not come. And we don't know when that is. And so in resting at the end of the out-breath, we can experience the next in-breath with joy, and with gratitude. Ah, another breath. Another go-round in the cycle. blessing of birth. Greet the next in-breath with a smile, for it is a profound gift. And riding the waves of the in-breath and the out-breath, and resting for a moment, riding the waves of birth and death. Having a chance to participate in the ancient, ubiquitous rhythm of in-breath and out-breath, of birth and death, and to be one with it all. Each one of these breaths is our own breath. And at the same time, each one of us participates in a vast, rhythmic, cyclical life and death. And birth that is far beyond our knowing, that is far bigger than our small lifetime. And all we have to do to touch into the vast mystery is to sit quietly and focus on the breath. Each in-breath is a birth. Each out-breath is a death. And we can rest in that space at the end of the out-breath in gratitude and appreciation for the whole cycle for the whole turning of the breath and when you're ready take three more breaths. With full awareness. And knowing that if we ever feel lost, confused, afraid, we only need to touch into the breath. To touch into the deepest rhythms of the universe and into the gratitude that arises naturally with this awareness. And with thanks for your practice,